With the cruise industry taking a hit due to coronavirus, Bahama Paradise Cruise Line says that this is a good time to take one of their ships out of rotation for an extended wet dock. Cruise Industry News reports that the Grand Classica, one of the line's two ships, will spend March, April, and May at the Grand Bahama Shipyard before rejoining the fleet in June to resume its regular runs between Palm Beach and Nassau. And Regent Seven Seas Cruises recently christened their newest vessel, the Seven Seas Splendor, during a ceremony in Miami. Godmother Christy Brinkley delivered the traditional maritime blessing before pushing the button that released the bottle of champagne to be smashed against the hull. Afterward, the singer Seal performed for the 1,000 or so invited guests. And finally, if you've ever wondered how much you'd make if you were running a cruise line, according to documents released by Carnival Corporation, President and CEO Arnold Donald made just over $11 million last year. That's including his salary, stock awards, and other forms of compensation. That number is down from $13.5 million in 2018. You can find more stories at cruiseradio.net. Doug Parker, Cruise Radio News.